Alabama. Good morning.
Beautiful.
740 Brock Hunter.
Sam.
Let's get right to it.
The B team is here.
Time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township, who is hiring, by the way. If you're looking for an amazing career, room to grow, starting pay that's super competitive, amazing benefits, special-lite.com. They're going to get you that new career today. They're hiring, man, so check it out. All right, your topic for today, what costs more than it's worth?
Than it should, right.
You know, it is something that you're like, man, that's, I know, like, it probably costs nothing to make that.
It's just too much.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of examples out there. Can I kick it off with mine?
Yeah, if you got one, yeah, go for it.
Cable. Cable's too expensive, dude. It costs way too much I get it. You're getting entertainment. But here's, I'm paying for, there's a reason they throw like 400 channels in there. Dude, nobody watches 400 channels, guys. And don't think you can just throw 400 channels in there and justify the cost of what it costs to, because you got to get cable and internet.
Yeah.
And then, dude, you know what? I watch sporting events on cable. Yeah. That's it. She watches Lifetime. I watch sports. We pay an insane amount of money just for those two.
I think, too, in the vein of what we're discussing and where it's at, what costs more than it's worth, with the options of free entertainment nowadays, which is any entertainment free, because you know you got to pay your electric bill, you know what I'm saying, or your data plan. But I can go to YouTube and watch literally hundreds of thousands of millions of hours of stuff for free, technically. And then you go in and you got to pay a ridiculous amount for this cable. It's like, is it worth what they put on there? And I agree with you. I don't think it is. It costs more.
Why can't you buy channels individually? Why is that not a thing?
I know. Maybe someday it will be. Maybe someday it will be.
Dude, I would pay good money just to have that option at least.
Yeah. $1 a channel.
I don't want to scroll through all the rest of the channels. Dude, I barely watch anything else.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just think
they should give you like an option. Like, all right, look, you can do this plan and you get to pick your five channels. It's this much. All right. And this is all you get. You know, I absolutely. I would do that.
Five channels. I'd be cool with that. I don't even need five.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. Do you have any other things that cost more than they're worth? Because
there's a lot of examples out there. I mean, I could rant on purses. I could rant on shoes. And I'm not talking about just women either. You sneakerheads out there paying $500, $600 for a pair of Jordans.
It's like foam and fabric and everything. It's like, oh yeah, that's worth $500.
I understand. It's the hobby. And there's a lot to it. I understand. Everybody's got their own thing, but. Damn, dude, that's a lot of money for shoes.
I like that. Yeah, definitely costs more than it's worth when it comes to footwear. Something that you're going to step into a pile of dog.
These made of gold?
Yeah, it's better massage my feet.
No, you know, it does have gold on it. It's that little Jordan symbol. That's basically
it right there.
Gold.
That's it. So my answer, and I'll explain myself, something that I think costs more than it's worth, leather. Now, let me explain, okay? All right, that is the hide of an animal. And don't get me wrong, I love a good leather jacket, all right?
Interesting answer.
But it should not, a leather jacket, all right? Like, oh, this is a legit leather jacket made in Italy for $5,000. Go F yourself, because I know that was literally just a cow walking around a field, maybe.
You still wear leather jackets?
I have a nice leather bomber jacket. I don't wear it as much as I used to, but legit leather. I got it from the leather depot there in the mall.
You feel kind of like a greaser wearing a leather jacket.
It's a look.
You wear a white t-shirt underneath it, too?
I used to. Oh, boy, did I used to back in the day. Aviators.
Even that guy.
Aviators, white t-shirt. I thought I was Tom Cruise.
You had a switchblade comb.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking fly. But, like, I get it. And leather lasts. I understand. But you can't tell me that it's worth, like, that leather jacket is worth that price, all right? Especially when, or those leather pants, all right, are worth that price. And there's no way.
Yeah, like for example, okay, I'm not looking at a bunch of leather, to be honest with you, so I'm not too knowledgeable in that area, but I have looked at a few, like motorcycle gear.
Yeah.
Dude, that's an arm and a leg. You got to pay an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
To get some chaps and the matching jacket.
Yeah.
Woo!
And God forbid,
cash.
God forbid you throw some logo on there like Harley Davidson or, you know, anything like that.
Anything that logo, though. Anything like name brand, dude. Yeah. Like for instance, I bought an Under Armour sweater the other day. $55, Brock. $55.
Yeah.
It's a great sweatshirt.
Well,
I can't take anything away from that, but damn, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, name brand stuff. It would cost more than it's worth when you look at it.
Same thing with Nike. Same thing with, you know.
Well, going back to the leather thing, too, like, I've wanted a cowhide rug for a long time. Like, I want one in my den. I think it would be great to have. And it's insane the price that they charge for a cowhide rug. Like, nuts. Nuts. And I don't want the fake one, because if someone comes over and goes, and they go, oh, is that real cowhide? I'm like, no, it's a knockoff. They're like, ah, I'm getting
it. How does Kiki feel about the dead cow laying on your floor?
She loves it. She loves it.
She loves those kinds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a bear rug. See, a bear rug would be kind of cool.
I would love a bear rug. But that, again, see, now that makes sense. Because if you got to go out and hunt that bear, like that thing can, a cow's not going to kill you, all right? It's not going to rip you to shreds. Not saying it can't do some damage. But if you got Bessie out there just chewing on some grass and you come up to her and go, all right, time to get a leather jacket.
Time to bear rug.
You know what I mean? Like, that's damn easy, okay? There's no reason leather should be that expensive when that's all you got to do. Yeah. Bessie's out there. And then you got leather. All right, that's it. Okay? Ridiculous to could charge that much for a
aggressive. God, that's a cow skin. Loud gun.
But a bear, you know, you gotta work to get that. There's some danger involved with a bear skin.
You potentially
rug.
Die.
Yeah. 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 So that's
there's a story behind that rug, yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Like I had to jump out of a tree and choke him out. Like that's impressive. That's worth the price. All right.
I just shot it, but
yeah. Bessie though. That's right.
Don't want to mess up my rug, man.
That's right. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What costs more than it's worth? We'll be back with your answer. Stick around. Quick! Throw me a spear! It's 7:53. Brock Hunter.
Water.
Let's get to it.
The consulate, right? This is weird.
This is weird. Your topic of the day. What's something or what costs more than it's worth? All right. We all know that it didn't cost that much to make, but for some reason, it's super expensive. We got some great answers on Facebook.
Coffee at certain places.
Yeah, it's a good answer. Trucks. Jennifer said trucks. I think all vehicles at that point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Chad said food and you only rent it. That's true. That's a good point.
Hey, real quick, go back and back. Yeah, trucks. So I've never really bought a brand new truck. I'll say that. Dude, $70,000,
$80,000? It's insane, dude. It's insane.
I mean, I get it. There's a lot of a triple fold gate that you can work in.
They're overcomplicating it, though. That's the problem. Yeah,
come on. Just give me an old truck. An old 86 Chevy square body. There
well,
you go.
That's what kills me is now trucks are, that's the new thing that soccer moms are driving around. And soccer moms, I love you, all right? You're my bread and butter. You were my bread and butter when I was a single guy, okay? Like, I get it. But you don't need an $80,000, you know, one-ton brand-new Duramax diesel. Like, you don't need that for driving around. And that's,
I mean, it's sweet. Don't get me wrong. It's a nice truck.
It just seems overcomplicated, too.
You don't need it. No. You don't need that.
No. Like, if I could get just a basic four-door, six-foot box truck for a decent price, it doesn't need to have a three-point tailgate, all right? It doesn't need backup assist. Like, it doesn't
are
need
you
just
hauling. Are you hauling oversized full loads places back and forth all the time? No,
no. You're driving.
Yeah, the commercials crack me up, dude. They're like dropping logs into the brand new $80,000, you know, truck
like
from like 15.
Rough.
Like, dude, who's doing that? Who's
I was throwing that at me. Yeah, it's ridiculous. No, they're using it to run to, you know, Starbucks and Panera and take the kids to soccer practice.
Yeah. And then don't need it. You could do that with an Accord.
Yeah, yeah. Good God. Anyway, good answer. Good answer. I like that. Let's take some phone calls. What costs more than it is worth? WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark and I have answers for you.
All right, what costs?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets? I don't know, man. That deep fried pink slime is pretty valuable, in my opinion. So.
It's good.
He's saying this, but that's the one thing he wants every time we go out to eat. Now, my answer makes a little more sense. For one thing, it's something that I'm a coffee fanatic.
Yeah.
I drink 2 20-ounce cups a day.
Good Lord,
but
lady.
Starbucks coffee is ridiculously expensive.
I agree. Yeah, it's just ground up beans and they charge that much for it. It's insane. Yeah, it's insane.
Come
and it's not that great.
Yeah. Well. All right. Two good answers. Thanks, guys.
Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye.
Not only is it overpriced, people wait in line for it.
Yeah, yeah. Here's your hot brown water that we're going to overcharge you for. Thanks. Thanks.
I've never heard of hot brown water.
Here's your hot brown water that we put sugar and milk into. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh,
how much?
Yeah, it'll be $25.
$36 sounds good. Do you take Amex Black card? Because that's what I have to use to. I get the points. Yeah. All coffee. Really, unless you go to a gas station, all coffee is too expensive.
Gas stations, no. Hot brown water. Here you go. It's a buck. We'll charge you a buck.
It's hot brown water that's been sitting here all day. It's $1. All right. Actually, just take it because we're getting ready to switch out the pot. So that one's free. That one's on the house. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for the free hot brown water. Let's take another phone call here. What costs more than it's worth? WIRX, hello.
Hey, I'm going to say vehicles.
Vehicles?
Because you go out, you buy a $60,000 to $70,000 truck. The minute you roll off the lot, that thing starts depreciating, and good luck selling it for what you paid for it.
Dude, doesn't it lose like half its value as soon as it rolls off? It's nuts, dude. It's nuts.
Something ridiculous, yes.
It's a good answer. We'll dig into that. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just right there. It's just too much. And it's too much. We all know that the assembly lines now, it's all robots making these.
You know who's doing it right, though? The Chevy with the C8s. You've seen a lot of those Corvettes now. Look like Ferraris.
Yeah.
It looks like a Ford GT and a Ferrari to me. You're seeing them everywhere, though. You know why? It's because Chevy did it right. They were like, you know what? We're going to make a sweet-ass car, and we're going to cut a little corners and make it affordable for people.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When you can get literally a legal race car for the same price, if not less than some of these trucks Ford. Yeah, less. Or like the new Ford Bronco.
Start out at like 65 or 70, crazy, maybe, like 60 maybe.
That's crazy.
It's craziness. I got another good one real quick.
What's that?
Golf clubs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, expensive. I'm looking to, I'm looking to get a new set. And the more I do some research, I'm like, damn, dude, you're talking like $1,500.
Not for me. Be left-handed and go to Dunham's. You're set, dude. You paid 20
dude,
bucks.
Left-handers.
You paid 20
damn
bucks for a set.
Your clubs are cheaper. But here's the thing, though. As soon as you hit that club, it's used.
Used, yep.
It's a used club.
Yep. There
goes
the price.
Appreciate some value. It'll never be that expensive again.
Yep. Right there. Especially left-handed clubs. Actually, you have to pay someone to take them.
With a golden ram, and you only use your 8-iron.
It's perfect. The rest of my clubs, though, haven't lost any value. Let's end with Chris's real quick. Our buddy Chris Harry, he said sports jerseys. Really, any sports-related thing. Great answer. Dude, the NFL pro shop is an effing con job. It's unbelievable.
We just talked about this with my buddy Smith. He's got a Cowboys jersey. It's a Witten Cowboys jersey. I'm like, dude, how much you paid for that thing? Oh, I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was like $300 some odd.
Ridiculous, man.
And I'm like, dude, he's like, trust me, I know. He's like, I didn't want to pay it. And the other thing, he's like, dude, I'm scared to wear it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I don't want to. The only time I wear it, it's like if I'm going to the game.
Yeah, even then, that's like the scariest place to wear. I would wear that in my house with a bib over top.
Bib over it.
Dude. You spill some sports food, what's your chili, a hot dog?
What are you eating while watching football, dude? Wings, anything that's going to stain something. Yeah.
Wear a raincoat over top of that jersey.
Dude, I just take it off now. Like, if I'm going to eat, if I have something on that I know I don't want to spill, I'm like, dude, I'm changing.
That's why there's all those shirtless guys in the stands. It's not because they want to show off their chest pain. It's because they don't want to get their jersey dirty. It's great. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of Brock and Hunter coming up. It's WIRX.